reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Forbes Media Chairman praises President Prabowo's leadership. Riau forests and land fires caused by human error. Now, the news in detail. Chairman and Editor-Chief Forbes Media, Steve Forbes, has said that Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto's administration has implemented strategic measures to drive economic reform, deregulation, and the strengthening of key sectors. In a press conference following his meeting with President Prabowo at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, Steve Forbes said that his appreciation for leadership and also strategic initiatives of the president. He praised President Prabowo's leadership as a refreshing force in creating a more conducive business climate, notably through deregulation efforts, increased agricultural productivity, and anti-corruption measures. According to him, these efforts are vital for positioning Indonesia as a major player on the economic global stage.
And we think the progress that Indonesia has made, but also more importantly, the progress that Indonesia will make, will be a story of global significance and I think inspiration to other nations.
Forbes also conveyed strong optimism about Indonesia's future under President Prabowo's leadership. In addition to his praise, the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media announced that Indonesia will host the Forbes Global CEO Forum on October 14 to 15, 2025. This prestigious event will gather more than 400 CEOs and international business leaders, with President Prabowo serving as the keynote speaker. In connection with the 80th anniversary of Indonesia's Independence Day, which falls on August 17, 2025, President Prabowo Subianto on Wednesday officially launched the special logo for the celebration. The launch also served as a moment to reaffirm the spirit of unity, sovereignty, and prosperity as the nation's direction toward becoming an advanced Indonesia. In his speech, President Prabowo stated that this year's Independence Day theme is United, Sovereign, Prosperous People, Advance Indonesia. He explained that it aligns with country's long-term vision and reflects the people's hopes for a fairer and prosperous future.
Kita bangun persatuan dan kesatuan menjadi suatu kekuatan untuk menjaga kedaulatan dan kemakmuran bangsa Indonesia.
We build unity and togetherness as a strength to protect the sovereignty and prosperity of the Indonesian nation. We want to become a prosperous country. We don't want to be a poor country. We don't want our fellow citizens to go hungry. That's why we don't just aim for sovereignty, but also for the well-being of our people. Only then can we truly believe and be confident that we can reach and advance Indonesia, united, sovereign, prosperous people, advance Indonesia.
Kita bisa mencapai Indonesia yang maju. Bersatu, berdaulat, rakyat sejahtera, Indonesia maju.
President Prabowo called on all Indonesians to celebrate Independence Day with a spirit of togetherness and positive, meaningful activities, from community cleanups to cultural performances. He emphasized that the meaning of independence goes beyond ceremonies and should be realized through actions that contribute to nation building. The forest and land fires that recently hit Riau province were largely caused by human error. Head of the Indonesian National Disaster Management Agency, Suharyanto, stated this after attending the Forest Fire Control Coordination Meeting in Pekanbaru, Wednesday. He said that cyclically, Riau has the potential to experience forest and land fires due to extreme weather every 4 years, and after 2023, is unlikely to reoccur again in until 2027.
We remember that from 2015 to 2019, people in Riau were paralyzed by forest and land fires. That was indeed a four-year cycle. And in 2023, it was a four-year cycle too, but then Riau was able to overcome it without protests from the neighboring countries. 2024 to 2025 should have been small. So if 2025 turns out to have more forest and land fires than 2023, that's an anomaly. It's not caused by the weather, but by people setting fires. That's definitely the reason. Because if it were caused by the weather, it wouldn't have been possible. The major fires should have occurred in 2027, weather-wise, not 2025. That's why we're also appealing to the people of Riau. This is a matter of pride of Riau's land. Don't let the 2025 fires more severe than in 2023.
Previously, Suharyanto also said that from January to July 2025, the Law Enforcement Task Force has named 44 people as suspects in forest and land fires. He hopes that law enforcement measures accompanied by efforts to true weather modification operation, water bombing, and deployment of officer on land that can immediately stop the forest and land fires in Riau, which have called attention from Malaysia as a neighboring country. At the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday, 23rd of July 2025, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto received the leadership of the People's Consultative Assembly. The meeting was part of the institutional consultation ahead of the Assembly annual session held in commemoration of Indonesia's Independence Day. Speaking after the meeting, the Assembly Speaker Ahmad Muzani expressed appreciation for President Prabowo's various international visits, including to Saudi Arabia, Brazil, and France. He also commended that the President's concrete steps in meeting the basic needs of Indonesian people.
We highly appreciate the way the President has elevated the dignity and pride of Indonesia as a respected and great nation in the world. We also recognize his many policies concerning food availability and efforts to fulfill the essential needs of the people.
Ahmad Muzani further stated support for President Prabowo's consistent stance in voicing the struggle of Palestinian people in international forums. This is seen as aligned with Indonesia's ongoing commitment, highlighting the importance of national policy direction that is binding, comprehensive, and sustainable. At the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding on Synergy in Tourism, Development and Culture Advance Programs between the Ministry of Tourism and Ministry of Culture in Jakarta on Wednesday, Indonesian Tourism Minister Widianti Putriwarhana highlighted culture as one of Indonesia's tourism attraction in both domestic and international markets. She stated that Indonesia's diverse tradition and culture provide unique color and meaning to Indonesian tourism that other countries lack.
We need to package this cultural richness creatively and authentically to attract tourists who not only come but also feel emotionally connected to Indonesia.
The Minister of Tourism also hopes the collaboration will further promote Indonesian culture as a tourism attraction and national identity. Meanwhile, Minister of Culture Fadlizon added that Indonesia's diversity represents a strong potential and should be utilized as a driving force for tourism and Indonesian economy. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Time to make a difference. children pray to protect our children's children. Let us pray.
To protect our children, children, let us pray.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ooh, ooh. pun terbakar kembali semua ingatan tentang kamu yang telah berlalu. Sadari dan janji yang terikat berada di jari manismu. Ku terdiam ingin menghilang saat ku mencoba menghapus semua rasa yang pernah ada pada tang di hadapanku. Hati ini tak siap untuk terima adanya. Dan aku yang tak bisa mencoba untuk hindari hilangkan semua rasa cinta yang membuatku berat untuk menyadari kini kau telah bahagia tanpa aku. Tahananku tak bisa lagi ku berkata-kata kalau yang selalu di benakku. Aku mencoba menghapus semua rasa yang pernah ada datang di hadapanku. Hati ini tak siap untuk terima adanya. Aku yang tak bisa mencoba untuk hindari hilangkan semua rasa cinta yang membuatku berat untuk menyadari kini kau tak bahagia tanpa aku.
I was dumb enough to think that you were waiting. I should've waited. If I had another chance, I would've stayed with you. Plan a life together, find a place to run away with you. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you. But if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bumper clock to never let you go. But it's better if he never knows I'm such an idiot. I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if you was in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
I wish I could turn back time. I don't want to say goodbye. I wish I could turn back time. Say goodbye. I don't ever wanna say goodbye. And I, who you gonna be so? Don't you bow to injury? Hilangkan semua rasa cinta yang membuatku berat untuk menyadari kini kau tak bahagia tanpa aku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Selat Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Masuki kehidupan kalian, gejala dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Namun selama nafas berhembus, aku kan mencoba menjadi seperti yang kau minta. Cari celah dalam hatimu. Aku tahu ku takkan bisa menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Namun selama nafas berhembus, aku kan mencoba. Walaupun kau akan pergi,
Voice of Indonesia.
Bebaskan mimpimu di angkasa, warnai bintang di jiwa. Menarilah dan terus tertawa, walau dunia tak seindah surga. Bersyukurlah pada yang kuasa, berikan senyuman abadi. Walau hidup kadang tak adil, tapi cinta lengkapi kita.
Dan terikat waktu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dan memilih untuk berlari. berhenti. Karena cinta yang aku terima serpihan surga.
Di sunyi malam, lamunan memanjang setelah letih kehidupan. Ku coba pejamkan mata, tetap ku terjaga melewati hampa. Seketika kepalaku berputar seperti mesin waktu. Mencoba mengerti masa lalu.
Overthinking, kenapa ku tak let go. Pikiran ku spin-spin, cepat like turbo. Mama tanya kenapa aku di slow-mo. Sorry if I'm in my lane, aku tidak FOMO. Tak mengerti, kenapa pikiran ku upset. Tenggelam di kamar ku sambil playing all set. Ku lawan imaji, dalam bari ini. Terbawa arus, udah macam tsunami.
Berhentilah berbicara. Berhenti memikirkan semua. Semakin mengganggu. Dari pikiranku terus berkata.
jangan sore kami, no hit on my line. Kalau mereka tak suka, itu big crime. Kalau mereka obsessed, itu bad sign. Lihat aku di TV, lihat aku on the screen. Double call dari rumah sing, kapan kemari. Personality, better than reality. And if you hate me, I love me, I don't give a fuck, I mean.
Semakin nyata, semakin mengganggu. Dari pikiranku terus berkata mengganti mimpiku.
Suara di kepala ku sepenuh seperti Bruce Lee. Mencoba berpijak ke lebih kursi. Suara bimbing, I don't care who you see. You feel me? Bruce Lee. Suara di kepala ku sepenuh seperti Bruce Lee. Mencoba berpijak ke lebih kursi. Suara bimbing, I don't care who you see. You feel me?
Voice of Indonesia.
Jantung berdebar-debar, rasanya tak menentu. Hati bergetar-getar, menanti kamu di sini. Jarak